Chapter 4. Verse 7. Will you give me a drink? Verse 10. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Verse 13. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. Verse 14. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Verse 16. Go, call your husband and come back. Verse 17. You are right when you say you have no husband. Verse 18. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Verse 21. Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Verse 22. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Verse 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. Verse 24. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. Verse 26. I who speak to you am he. Verse 27. I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Verse 34. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Verse 35. Do you not say, 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Verse 36. Even now the reaper draws his wages, even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Verse 37. Thus the saying one sows and another reaps is true. Verse 38. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Verse 48. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe. Verse 50. You may go. Your son will live.